Before we dive in, 5-Minute Brief delivers your daily news in about 5 minutes. Follow the topics you care about and get a fresh brief every morning. Try it free at 5minutebrief.ai.
You're listening to 5-Minute Brief, your daily dose of news and insights in about 5 minutes. Let's dive in. Meta's new Muse Code Beta and Muse Spark 1.2 are pushing the boundaries of what AI can do for software engineers. Today's biggest development, persistent AI subagents that don't just answer questions, but actually collaborate with developers on coding tasks, and new tools designed to manage sprawling, complex projects. This isn't just about writing snippets of code faster. It's about fundamentally changing how teams build and maintain software at scale. Meta's Muse Code Beta introduces AI subagents that stick with a project, learning its context and evolving alongside the codebase. Instead of starting from scratch with every prompt, these subagents can remember previous decisions, track project goals, and coordinate with developers as true collaborators. Muse Spark 1.2, meanwhile, is tailored for the long haul, helping teams manage the complexity of large-scale software projects, automate repetitive tasks, and keep everything organized as requirements shift. The aim is to automate and scale up software engineering workflows, not just for speed, but for reliability and maintainability. For developers, this means less time spent on boilerplate and more time on creative, high-value work. For organizations, it could mean faster delivery, fewer bugs, and a new level of project resilience. But as AI becomes more deeply embedded in the software stack, new risks are coming into focus. A recent AI-driven security audit targeting Bitcoin-related software uncovered nearly 5,000 vulnerabilities across 390 projects. This isn't just a Bitcoin problem. It highlights widespread security challenges in open-source and AI-assisted codebases. As more teams rely on AI to write and review code, the risk of subtle, hard-to-detect bugs and vulnerabilities grows. At the same time, the European Union is moving toward regulatory oversight for high-risk AI systems, signaling that governments are paying close attention to the security and safety of AI-powered software. The combination of technical risk and regulatory scrutiny means that security and compliance are becoming central concerns for anyone deploying AI in production. AI's expanding role in software engineering is already reshaping jobs and workflows. Industry leaders and developers say that, for some engineers, AI now generates most of their code. This shift is making engineering work more creative, as routine tasks are automated away. Interestingly, some companies are responding by hiring more engineers, not fewer, suggesting that AI is amplifying human productivity rather than replacing it outright. The pace of change is accelerating, with a wave of new AI tools and infrastructure updates from both startups and established companies this week. The competition to automate more of the software engineering pipeline is fierce, and every new release raises the bar for what teams expect from their tools. The next big thing to watch: how quickly developers adopt Meta's Muse Code Beta and Muse Spark 1.2, and what real-world feedback reveals about their impact. Public access details and early user experiences will be crucial for understanding whether these tools deliver on their promise of smarter, more collaborative, and more manageable software engineering. The bottom line: AI is no longer just a coding assistant. It's becoming a core collaborator in the software development process. As tools like Muse Code Beta and Muse Spark 1.2 roll out, the industry will need to balance the productivity gains of AI-driven workflows with the new challenges of security, oversight, and team dynamics. The next few months will show whether these advances can truly transform how software gets built, or if new risks will slow adoption.